At .NET Conf. My name is Doreen Brown, and I'm a program manager on the Cortana Skills Kit team here at Microsoft. We're here today to talk about writing skills for Cortana. Basically, the ability to extend Cortana's own native capabilities with your own C# and .NET services. Before we get started talking right about code, let's first talk about Cortana, the personal assistant. Cortana is Microsoft's digital assistant available on Windows 10, Android, iOS, and headless devices such as the Harman Kardon speaker. When we talk about Cortana, we talk about her in four different ways. First off, we count her as productive, right? She helps you get things done every day, whether it's helping with reminders, helping you keep track of your email, or even just telling you what the weather is like. Second, we call her unbounded. Unlike several other personal assistants, Cortana is available wherever you are, both on Android, iOS, Windows 10, and even some other devices that we'll talk about later today. In addition, she's also extensible. Back at previous conferences, such as builds and other things like that, we did talk about several Windows 10 APIs for Cortana extensibility. You may have heard of items like voice command definitions or structured data markup, which allowed Cortana to do things with your apps and services to get things done. Today, we'll talk about the Skills Kit, which takes things one step further. Finally, Cortana is also a very personal digital assistant. With your permission and your consent, Cortana can learn things about you. Not only, you know, what your favorite food is or your favorite cuisine preferences, but even where you live, how you can best get home after a long day at work, or even where you're going on your next trip. So today, we'll talk about how to take advantage of that with Cortana's ecosystem. When we think about an extensibility and platform and ecosystem for a personal assistant, we break things down into two different parts. First is how Cortana can exist on other devices, right? Today, we have Cortana working on Windows devices, such as Windows 10 Mobile and Windows 10 on my Surface Pro. She's also available on your mobile devices, things like iOS and Android. In addition, she will also appear on things like the Harman Kardon Invoke, as well as several other automotive devices that we talked about earlier this year. Our focus today is on the Cortana Skills Kit, which is kind of the inverse of this, right? Rather than putting Cortana on your own hardware and code, the Skills Kit is all about integrating your services, your apps, your Windows code, all of the above, into Cortana's native runtime. When we think about the Skills Kit, we break this down into three parts. First is the Bot Framework Cortana channel, which is how you integrate your C# code into the Cortana experience. Second is several of Cortana's native capabilities, as well as Microsoft's AI infrastructure. Things like the cognitive services, things like Lewis, items that make it very easy for you to understand the developer or the users that you're working with. Finally, within the Skills Kit, we provide several tools to help you manage your skills. So this not only includes things like sharing a skill with multiple people, but also the ability to publish your skill to a marketplace where you're able to show your skill to pretty much anybody who's available and in that market. All of this is built on top of Cortana's knowledge. We talked about this a little bit, but this counts things like user cuisine preferences, the fact that you're leaving home, right? All these things you can hook into to be truly productive with your users. Now, an ecosystem is great to go build, but there's a reason why we go build it, right? For us, this is showing basically the 60 million plus ENUS users who are able to use skills today. We are working on making the Skills Kit more available to other markets, but today our focus is primarily in the US. In addition, these skills are written once, but run wherever Cortana is. So the reason why we talk up her being everywhere is because your skills are available wherever she is. Finally, the tooling that we have made available makes it very easy to go build these skills. And as part of today's exercise, we'll actually go through and build one together using the Bot Framework Cortana channel, Lewis, and the cognitive services. We'll go into details, but just in case you're here for 5 minutes or so, dev.microsoft.com / Cortana is where you want to go build these skills. Now, what is a skill? What can Cortana do? We consider a skill to be a unit of conversational intelligence that enables Cortana to help users using your code and your services. So, when you write these services, you as a developer register this intelligence with Cortana using the Cortana Skills Kit. After that's done, users speak with Cortana to use these new skills. Let's look at a few of these in action. What I have here is just Windows 10 running the latest version of whatever's out in public. Nothing's new or fancy, and if you have just any Windows PC, this should all work for you today. In the bottom left-hand corner, we call this the Cortana search box. This is what you click on to talk to Cortana, to see what she's up to get news and updates, pretty much anything that will help you with your day. So if I click into this, we show what's called Cortana's Canvas, which basically tells me all about fun stuff that she thinks I'll like based on what she knows about me. So, for example, she knows that my commute will take roughly 14 minutes from where I'm currently at. She knows that my situation or my location is Redmond, Washington, because I have Cortana running on my iOS phone. Therefore, it's 61 degrees, and I should probably have brought a raincoat for my walk home. I have an upcoming reminder that I asked her to remember to send in my expense reports. And then there's a whole bunch of fun stuff, right? Talk like it's Pirate Day, looking at tips and tricks to learn more things, right? And then learning all about whatever news is here from Bing. So you can see here, basically, it's just a good starting point. I can understand what it is I need to go do and then start to act on it. Once I've sort of absorbed all of this information, I can actually start working with Cortana with her native skills. Native skills are things that we build, and they are all geared around making you more productive. This includes things like reminders, which I'll show you now. Remind me to pack up my laptop after this lesson.
I saved this for you.
Right? So now I will be reminded, once this meeting is over, to actually go and pack up all my stuff. Don't forget anything before I go home, right? I can then choose when to be reminded if I want something very specific, but really this Cortana will do her best to infer what's going on. In addition, Cortana can be used to launch native apps on your own machine. So let's say, for example, I'm working on Windows 10, right? I want to go on Twitter and start tweeting about .NET Conf because I think it's super cool. I can ask Cortana to open Twitter because I have it installed on my machine. Open Twitter.
Okay, here's Twitter.
Right. So because I have Twitter installed on my own machine, I can see all these tweets from friends and just people I follow, and I can even start saying things like, click on the button correctly. Cortana is helping me tweet from .NET Conf. Thanks, Cortana. Right? And so you can see that she is an excellent way of just accessing all of my data to get more things done. Now, there will always be things that we wish Cortana can do, correct? Things like getting you even more detailed weather or maybe making me a drink. Those are not necessarily what we call native capabilities, but because the Skills Kit exists, I can actually look at things that developers have written today. So, for example, Bartender is a great example of a third-party skill where I can actually ask natural questions just around drinks that I like, and we're close enough to 5 p.m. where it's fine. So let's go ask her to make me a gin and tonic. Ask Bartender to make me a gin and tonic.
For a gin and tonic, you will need the following ingredients. 4 ounces Hendrick's gin, 4 ounces top quality tonic water, 2 strips lemon zest, 1 teaspoon dried juniper berries. Would you like to continue with the instructions?
No, thank you. Right. So you can see just by having a natural conversation with her, I got to learn something new, right? And it's thanks to the skills kit and the capabilities that our developers have created that actually let Neo learn these new things. So let's talk about how you can actually go build one of these skills yourself. If PowerPoint, there we go. So when we think about a skill, we can really break it down into two key components. First is the audience that is interacting with your skill. Second is the services and endpoints that allow your skill to execute. So you as a developer build and deploy these bot framework messaging endpoints. These contain the conversational logic that allow, say, bartender to return fancy UX that tells me how to make a whiskey sour, or even maybe like a weather skill to talk about the weather. Once I've deployed those endpoints, I register these as well as some metadata around how the skill should be invoked with Cortana. End users then hold conversations with Cortana, talk to her, ask her about different things, and because I've registered this metadata with Cortana, she's able to invoke these bot framework messaging endpoints on request. Now, how you create these bot framework bots is really up to you. Here, you could use the Bot Builder SDK, use C#, you know, .NET Core 2.0, all that fun stuff, you know, all the new and great announcements that we talked about today can all be built into your skill. Or if you want to go, you know, a different route, you could even use JavaScript if you wanted. Build a Node.js application, deploy it out wherever you want, and then just have that skill working wherever you want to be. So it's flexible technology in what you do to build your service endpoints. The cognitive services, mostly Lewis, are here to help natural language understanding. So you'll see when I looked at all those skills, I never really clicked a button. Everything I did was through text or through speech. This is because I've hooked up all of my bot framework endpoints in with Lewis, and we'll talk about what that means later today. Once I've created my bot and I've added the Cortana channel, which means to add all the metadata to Cortana as the runtime, right? I then get access to very specific features with Cortana. Things like access to customer data, things like managing accounts and OAuth2 identities, right? And once they're published, my bots and my skills become discoverable by all Cortana users. Right. We talked a little bit about what creating a bot-powered skill enables. We talked a little bit about new user interfaces, things like how these bots borrow Cortana's interface to interact with users. The bartender bot borrowed Cortana's UI to show that card, that square, right, with the drink information on the screen. You can also ask for user data from Cortana's notebook. Cortana's notebook is where she stores all of her information that she knows about you, and with your consent, she can pass it on to skills. So there are certain skills that exist. Well, they'll say, ask for my cuisine preference, and then recommend a restaurant based on that. I like French food, so you'll see some skills work that way. In addition, you are able to communicate with developers using, or with end users using Cortana's native capabilities. So Cortana has some pretty has native text-to-speech. You can use that however much you want. She can also output straight SSML. So if you wish to actually mess with every single syllable, you can do that using the skills kit. Finally, two last things, identity management across devices using Cortana. Basically, she'll store all your OAuth tokens for you so that when you log in to these skills across devices, you don't need to log in multiple times. And then client code invocation. Your service endpoints have access to Cortana's active device because she's working on that machine. And today in our demo, we'll talk about what it's like to actually start building some code that executes both in the cloud and on a user's device so that you can do some pretty cool stuff. Today, we'll talk about what we call this mood ring skill, which detects emotions via Lewis and the cognitive services. Cortana will call into this Azure bot service, which is still running all ASP.NET, right? We'll start asking the skill questions like, tell me how I feel today, or do I look like I'm angry, right? And just like a regular mood ring would change color depending on your mood, the Azure bot service will actually use some smarter AI technology to tell you how you're feeling, mainly through the Emotions API offered with the cognitive services. Now, the Emotions API requires a picture of your face, right? So that it can say like, oh, you're angry or you're sad. The way we obtain that picture is actually by launching client code on my device, i.e. a Windows 10 universal app. And we'll actually use these APIs to take a picture and send it up to the cloud. After that, we detect the emotion and it's all on from there. It looks like I don't have too many questions. Definitely feel free to chime in, but for now, we'll get started building some code. All right, so I'm actually gonna pop over to my browser here where I'm logged into Azure, right? So I generally tend to build all of my services on top of Azure. The Bot Builder SDK or the Bot Builder services do a very easy job of setting all the stuff up for me so I don't have to like mess around with keys and secrets and stuff. We'll talk through that today. So you'll see I'm logged in with Doreen Brown at Outlook.com. I'm also logged into Cortana with Doreen Brown at Outlook.com so that any changes I make to my bot will automatically show up in Cortana's canvas. So let's start by creating an Azure bot service. And I'll start by going to the marketplace and then just searching for bots. It shows up, pretty straightforward. And I'll click create for it to provision this resource for me. We're here talking about .NET Conf. We'll call it .NET Mood Finder. That stuff really matters because it's free Azure credits. And then I'll click create. So this will take a few seconds to provision, but really what it's doing is it's setting up a few things for us. It's setting up a Azure web app. It will be setting us up with a Lewis model, and it will give us a few options for how we want to get started building our skill. Right, so now that it's provisioned, I'll just start setting up my bot. The first step of setting up a bot is to give it an app ID and password. This will allow us to both access the third-party service. I could even use this app ID and secret to do things like access the Microsoft Graph if I so wanted to. I could even use this app ID and password as part of my OAuth2 identity if I wanted my skill to log into my user's MSA to go get something done, or even my user's work or school account. So I'm just going to keep track of this for now in good old Notepad. Right, just copy paste this down here just for future reference, because once you generate your app password, it does not come back. And I have learned the hard way that you, at least while you are starting development, want to keep track of this. Right. So I'll paste that in. And at this point, I choose my language and I choose my template that I want to use to get started. Today, we'll talk a little bit about what it takes to build a natural language model and have these real interactions using C#. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the C# language understanding template. And what this does is it sets me up with a Lewis model, and it just nudges me in the right direction around what it is I should be building. So I'll agree to the terms of service. I'll click Create Bot. This will think for a little while. I've already signed in. So if I click Continue, this will all can do its thing. So while this is provisioning, it looks like we have a few questions. Matthias asks, is it possible to control Cortana by written text instead of voice, thinking of a busy office? So the most recent version of Windows, the anniversary update, currently is voice only. We look forward to sharing some news around possible advances with this with the next version of Windows. So do keep an eye out for some stuff here. So it looks like we're wrapping up deployment. Hang in there just a while longer. If you have questions, now is a great time to ask. And while I'm at it, here we go. I've provisioned my bot. If I go and actually look at the online code editor, it'll be like a very, very basic thing. Right, so we'll just let that load. But in the meantime, I can actually start testing my bot right away. So I can actually edit my entire project directly in the browser, right? If I didn't necessarily have Visual Studio, or I just was working, you know, not even on my Mac because Visual Studio works there now, but if I was just working on maybe a borrowed machine, I could get all of my work done here. I generally tend to download the source code and then publish things back up to Azure as you see fit. So I'll just download that zip file and we'll get started from there. If we take a look at this project while that zip file is downloading, you'll see that it does a few things. I'll go take a look at my controllers here. And you'll see really all it's doing is once we get a task, basically an activity, posted to WAC API, WAC messages, really we just kind of kick off our basic dialogues based on this Lewis dialog. If I click on this dialogues folder, you can see if basically nothing happens or Cortana doesn't know how to respond, Lewis will return with a none intent. We'll just say, you've reached the none intent, you said blah, blah, blah. If we have an intent that gets picked up, and this will edit as we go through and work on the skill, it'll say, you've reached the my intent. And then you can change your skill logic all from here. So that's downloading. But as we think about what to do, let's start by looking at our Lewis model, because oftentimes this is one of the trickiest parts of building a Cortana skill. On this tab, I have Lewis.ai, which is the developer toolset for building natural language models. I'll just refresh this page so you see the new Lewis dialog we came up with. And you'll see .NET Mood Finder created September 19th at 4:19 p.m. Here, I can start creating intents, which are basically things I think my end user wants to do. Entities, pieces of data that come out of my intents that I want to act on, as well as just a bunch of other features we're not gonna super worry about right now. If you're interested in getting started very quickly, the pre-built domains are helpful. They're basically just off-the-shelf collections of intents. So if I want to work with calendars, for example, or quick communication, I can go through and start adding these to my model. We'll just leave these alone for now, but I encourage you to check them out. Now, if you look at this model, we already have a none intent. And this maps to the basic Lewis dialog none here. I'm going to just, for the sake of argument, create a my intent, Lewis intent. We'll just kind of work with that for now. If I was planning on shipping this, I would name it something else. And if I was going to name it something else, I would change both the my intent field as well as this method name here. So let's go create that intent. And once this provisions, we'll start adding what we call utterances to this intent, which really helps you figure out what it is this intent is supposed to mean. So because we're looking at this mood skill, we'll start asking things like, oh, tell me what my mood is, or do I look sad today? And then we can start extracting people's potential emotions to start thinking about what our skill is going to do. So while that's thinking, let's open up this mood finder here. I'm just going to extract it to wherever it feels like being. And I'm going to open this up in Visual Studio 2017 Community Edition. So I don't have anything special installed. I'm not an enterprise developer. Really, I'm just going to open this up using all the same kind of open source, interesting materials that we've talked about today. Yes, that's fine. All right, and this is where we'll actually start editing our code. All right, so let's try that again. We'll call it my intent. Right, and so now that this intent has been created, let's start training this model with utterances. We'll start asking questions like, hey, mood ring, how do you think I feel today? Right? There's no real data we want out of that, really, that just tells us we're like triggering on an intent that actually matters to us. We can start asking questions like, I think I am sad, or please tell me how I am feeling, right? So this will take some time to load, but that's okay. And then as these utterances are added, I'll save these, we can start tagging these with what we call labeled data. So how, oh, there we go. How do you think I'm feeling? Tell me I'm feeling. I'm feeling down, or I'm feeling happy, please, you know, whatever, that's fine. I am excited to be here, right? Things like that. So we're basically talking to Cortana as though she's gonna go gauge our mood. And then once we know that's what we're asking for, then we can go launch into our Windows 10 app, get a picture, and then call out to the cognitive services. So let's say we wanna have some kind of a acknowledgement of your feelings, right? So, hey, you're happy, that's awesome. Like, let's definitely talk about that. I can click on this token here, happy, and I'm gonna call this emotion. And while that's loading, there's one more question by L. Schmidt. Doreen Brown, do you have to host your bot on Azure or can you use your own server? So I'm hosting my bot on Azure because it makes the demo a little bit easier. You can use the Bot Builder SDK and host your bot on an arbitrary endpoint. If you go to dev.botframework.com, it basically has everything you need to register your bot minus all of this Azure stuff. But the same UX on dev.botframework.com does appear in the Azure tooling in the Azure portal. So as we go and we train this, I'm going to actually swap over to a different model that we can go take a look at together. So if we look at this mood ring skill, basically it's the take the pie out of the oven version of this model. I've trained it with two intents and an entity. If I click on my intents, you see the my intent here. And I've labeled this, or I've trained this, with how I feel, how am I feeling, right? Tell me about my current photo. Just add a whole bunch of requests that you would make to Cortana. And you can tell that with a pretty high confidence, 0.98 out of 1, she'll start picking up on this stuff. What I've also done is I've actually trained some negative intents here under my none intent. So this is teaching Cortana what not to look for, which means that she's more likely to pick up on things that are actually important. So you can see things like go away, or this is a test, or find me a thing to do. None of these are really relevant to what it is we're setting out to do. And so we'll just kind of leave these alone for now. Then, once I was done here, I started what we call training my application. This means that it undergoes machine learning and I can actually start messing with it, right? So if I click train application, it'll queue for training, application's up to date since I didn't really add anything, and I can actually start testing this right here in the website. So if I say something like, do you think I'm excited, which I am, you can see that it is picking up the my intent very confidently, and it's picking up the emotion of excitement, even though I didn't necessarily put excitement as a potential word in that list. So you can see how by adding this data, we're getting a little bit fuzzier, much more flexible, your skills become easier to build. So I'm going to switch back over to Visual Studio, which looks like it's having some problems. So I'm going to close this instance of Visual Studio, and we're going to actually talk about, again, the pie out of the oven scenario. Here, I've got a bot. Basically, I have two things built over here in my solution. The first item in my solution is the sample bot that I downloaded from Azure, right? And so this is very much what was on that website with a few major tweaks. First, I've updated the dialogue to actually act on the logic around the none intent and the my intent. So if you take a look at none intent, I've updated it to say, sorry, I can't help you with that. And then basically it passes back message that received. After that, if you take a look at my intent, I'm looking for that emotion entity, right? Pulling it out of the request based on the Lewis result that got passed back in here, right? And if I find this emotion entity as part of my message that has been passed back, I'll pull it out and start doing things with it. So if you look here, if my emotion type equals null, basically I pass start constructing UX. So hey, emotion type equals no, go have a hero card, so on and so on and so on. I'll ask questions like, hey, do you think you are happy? Let's check in. Like, let's make sure you are happy, because that's a great way to be. At this point, if that's not true, we don't know the emotion that's been being passed. We just say, let's say how you're feeling, and then we get started right away. So let's actually look at this bot. We'll see how it works together. We'll talk a little bit about potential improvements. We'll make some changes together. And then we'll look at the actual code, or start building out the app that actually goes and takes the picture. The first way you can test a bot is actually through the Azure tooling. So I'm going to go back to the Azure portal, out of this guy who doesn't seem to want to work. And I'm going to actually click on this Mood Ring skill, which is the skill that I set up earlier. Once I have my skill deployed out to Azure, I can add channels, which is that association between the bot and Cortana. So if I click on channels here, you'll see that I can add Bing, which will allow users to search for my bot in Bing. I can add email, which means users can email my bot, and then they can have a conversation that way, Kik and Teams and all of that. But for the sake of argument, let's just delete this channel, and then we'll re-add it again. So what we'll do is we'll add the Cortana channel together and talk about what it takes for your bot to actually start being hooked up into Cortana. Here, you can start seeing all of the options to go powering your skill. A lot of this is pre-populated already with items that I've already given. So I gave it a mood ring, a logo. I gave it basically a display name. The invocation name is what you actually use to power the skill. I can't pronounce hyphens, so we'll call this something like mood ring. This is a bot that keeps track of your feelings, right? I have the option to manage user identity through connected services. This is where if I had an OAuth2 account, I could give it my name, my client ID and secret, authorization and token options, client secret passwords, things like that. I'm going to turn this off because none of the things that we're talking about today do require authentication. But if you are interested in talking about auth, we do have a session from Build 2017 where we actually built out a whole example that hooked into the Microsoft Graph. So I highly encourage you to check that out. It was written in C#. Finally, I can start requesting user profile data. This data is sent on invocation to the bot so that when the conversation is started, I can actually pull this out of the bot request and start acting on things. So for example, I could pass the user's email. I could pass the current location. Let's just go with name for now, and we'll call it user name. Right. So at this point, I save my channel. It takes a couple minutes to think about things. And after this finishes loading, I can actually go launch the skill directly. Great. So if I click on test, for example, I'll say something like, hi, mood ring. Can you tell how I am feeling today? It'll think for a little while and start passing back responses. items like, I am feeling happy. Right, it'll say, do you think you're happy? Let's check in. And then after we check in, basically it'll launch into the camera app to go take a look at my picture. So now that we're here and we've loaded the Cortana channel, let's actually go launch the skill. I'm going to temporarily comment out this channel data, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Republish this out to Azure. Right. And we'll see kind of the same conversation that we just had working within the Cortana canvas. So publish is starting, start web deploy, things like that. Adding ACLs, excellent. So open mood ring.
May I have your permission?
Right, so because this is the first time I've invoked the skill, and I'm asking for personal information, I must consent to this data being passed. So I'm okay with invoking my own skill. I will say yes, and then it will actually start launching into the capabilities. Now, I didn't pass anything through, so it'll fail out.
Selected.
But let's actually start giving it some personal information. So things like, ask Mood Ring how I am feeling today.
Let's see how you are feeling today.
Right. So Mood Ring didn't know how I was feeling. There was no emotion intent. So really it just says like, hey, how are you feeling? If I said, ask Mood Ring if I look happy.
Do you think you are happy? Let's check in.
You can tell it's actually detecting that I think I'm happy, and then it will actually see if I'm ready to be that way. So, what we can do now is actually start building the web app that will go and be launched at the right time. I'm going to add a new project to my solution. We're just going to make a very simple blank Windows app. We'll call it Second Mood Ring App. The target version, this can be Creators Update, that's fine. Minimum version being Windows 10 November update, also fine. Cortana works on all these versions of Windows, so I'll just say that's all right. And so while this is provisioning, we'll talk a little bit more about what it means to go build that skill. Oh, it's thinking about it. Great. So now I've provisioned my second Mood Ring app. Cortana launches client code by deep linking into the apps themselves. And so the first thing I want to do is make this app deep linkable. So right now, if I were to just launch this app, it wouldn't do anything. But I'm going to go into my package.appx manifest, declare that I have a protocol. Right, we'll just give it a very basic logo, it doesn't really matter. This is a test skill. Right. And we'll give it a protocol name of Mood Ring 2. Following that, we will basically go into my main page in app.xaml. Right. And we need to basically say, when you are launched via a deep link, go and do something interesting, right? So for us, really, that just means kind of reconstructing the home page and acting on it. And then we'll go build that home page ourselves. So I'm actually going to take this code from the original app that I have, right? Where basically all I'm doing is saying, when I'm activated, basically, just go build my current content, navigate to the main page, and then activate the window. So we'll just kind of use this for now. Right. So after that, basically, it's pretty straightforward. If I were to go to my main page, all I'm really doing at this point is launching, basically initializing the page, I'm calling the camera, and then I am capturing basically a photo from the native camera app. Now this native camera app really is just going to pass me back a file. The Cognitive Services API that we'll talk about today takes that file as a binary array, does a bunch of processing on it in the cloud, and then returns JSON back to us. So if you look here, we have an HTTP client. I've given it my subscription key for Azure. If you look, I'm calling cognitive.microsoft.com. And then basically, we're just posting to the service and then getting the scores back as a string. So if I were to highlight this, we can actually take this apart and start looking at things. And we'll come back to this in a little bit. At this point, Let's head back to the bot framework bot, where we're actually going to go launch the skill. If you look at some of the message information that gets passed back every turn, it involves things like the title of cards that I care about, text and images, as well as things that I say, as well as attachments and things like that. I'm going to add what we call channel data as an object. And as part of this, I'm actually going to pass back an action. This action is the code that's implemented on my person's or my user's PC. So we'll say action equals new, type equals launch URI. URL equals mood ring colon whack whack. Right. And so if you'll notice, if I actually launch mood ring on my local PC, it'll launch into the code. We'll do that from Cortana as part of this overall skill. After that, we will just basically post this message back to the service, and then we wait for a response. So if we deploy this out to Azure, it'll think for a little bit as I'm deploying my code out. And after that, I should be able to go talk to my mood ring skill and actually see it working. So we'll just let this load a little bit. Tell mood ring that I am feeling happy.
Uh-oh, there's a...
So, when you inevitably don't actually write your skill right, Cortana actually does a pretty good job of explaining to you what exactly has gone wrong. Because I'm a Cortana developer, I've actually been able to go in and set a bunch of debug settings in my canvas. The way I've done that is through the Cortana Dev Center. So if we actually first fix this code and then show you how that works, we'll be able to see the skill working end to end. So let's take a look at that real quick. So while that's publishing, let's take a look at the tools you can use after your skill is completed. Up here, I have the Cortana Developer Center open here at dev.microsoft.com/Cortana. Here, you can see all the skills that I've created over the course of my time at Microsoft. Things like 8-ball skills to give me some fun stuff, favor bot, which will help information on who can help you with tasks. This was actually a skill that we built as part of our Build 2017 presentation. So if you're interested in how to hook up into the Microsoft Graph, how to talk to your coworkers, again, sending a bunch of this client data back and forth, this is a good session in which you can learn more about that. Finally, we have this mood ring skill complete, which is the skill we're working on right now. Now that I've finished deploying my skill, I actually have a couple of options here. We'll talk about those in a few minutes. Let's actually see the skill working. Ask mood ring how I am feeling today.
Uh-oh, there's...
All right, so we'll get back to that. Let's imagine for a minute everything worked end-to-end and was absolutely beautiful. What I would see then is basically several options to help me make my skill available to the entire public. First, I've deployed my skill to self already, which means that I'm able to look at it on my own Cortana canvas. I can also choose to deploy the skill to a group, which basically, if I click into it, will basically allow me to say, here are the MSAs that should be able to look at my skill. Here are the MSAs that I think should be able to use it. These skills will be available without any real kind of really gates or checks. Basically, we send a link out to the person who's on your list, and as long as they click on the link, they are able to use your skill. So this is helpful for scenarios where you maybe have a small business, you have some kind of just group scenario where you want these skills to be used, but you aren't necessarily interested in making it available to the entire world. So if I were to say dreen@outlook.com in this list, I can click deploy, right? And then that dreen@outlook.com is sent a link that I could actually use to go publish my skill. If this skill was totally complete, I could also publish a skill to the world. This means that a skill undergoes certification and validation in order to make sure that it's ready. This includes things like making sure you're not targeting children, making sure that all of your voice and language models work properly, making sure that the code that you launch on your client device is, you know, checked to be installed and is good. So if I were to click on Publish to World, basically we give some guidelines, testing instructions, things like that. And then you're able to go through and actually submit your skill so everyone can use it. Now, we talked very briefly on kind of the less happy path of publication. What happens when you're debugging your skill and something goes wrong? Cortana has the capability of actually providing real-time feedback on what it is your service is doing in order to better facilitate figuring out issues with your service. This is done through Cortana's debug menu, which is available in the developer portal. If I click on debug, basically I can say I have debug enabled for Cortana. Debug mode settings have been successfully updated. If I refresh the canvas and trigger my skill, ask Mood Ring how I am feeling today. You'll actually see that I'm getting all kinds of interesting data that will help me figure out what's going on after the session. So even things like the service URI that's being called from the Cortana service, conversations and locales, the text that's being passed just in case I want to go and retrain my language model, and even, you know, some language, simple language model parsing that'll help us figure out what exactly it is that I can do to make my skill better, which is pretty interesting. You'll also notice some very specific Cortana channel data that gets passed through on every turn. Here, you'll see the user info object that I talked about earlier, the information I specifically requested. But you'll also see device info that does things like tells you what kind of device that you're currently running on. This is helpful if your skill is very dependent on user interfaces. Things like Cortana cards, right? Showing lots of buttons and options and things to go press on in a mobile app. If you're on a headless device, none of that really works, right? And so taking advantage of the data available to you, especially through the device info, really makes the difference between having an amazing skill that works everywhere and having something that we'll have to, you know, maybe email you about during the certification process. Once your skill is published to the entire world, you're able to actually look at it within the wider Cortana marketplace. Skills are discoverable without any kind of invocation or without any kind of enablement right now, right? So you could say, you know, if I publish this Mood Ring skill to the world, you know, you could walk up to my PC or any PC really and say things like, hey, ask Mood Ring to go figure out how I am. I can also go to the Cortana marketplace located at Microsoft.com, like Windows. We have an aka.ms link in the rest of the slide. And you can see some of the skills that have been created. So these skills have all undergone cert. You can see that they have a variety of different topics, and we are definitely looking forward to your skill appearing here. So, building your own skill is something that is very helpful for like both you as a developer building ASP.NET and C# applications. It allows you to show your services within a natural language assistant. It allows you to showcase your, you know, your third-party Windows apps, your Xamarin apps, your Android and iOS apps. Everything that you've built can be showcased within Cortana quickly and easily. Here we have a couple of resources to help you get started. The Dev Center, which is where the Cortana landing page, documentation, samples, as well as the dashboard, can be found at dev.microsoft.com/cortana. Documentation is at docs.microsoft.com. Love to hear your feedback, love to see what you think there. We are monitoring Stack Overflow on both the Cortana and Cortana Skills Kit tags, so if you have any questions, I'm sure that we'll come talk to you there. MSDN, we do have forums I've linked to below, and the Skills Marketplace that we looked at is located at aka.ms/skills-marketplace. All right, so we have a few more questions on the chat window. Do feel free to ask more questions as we go. We'll just go through and answer them here. First off is by Dennis. What can Cortana do on a client machine? Only run new UWP apps. Is it possible to communicate with a running app and with non-UWP apps? As long as your app is deep linkable or launchable by a protocol, you will be able to communicate with it via Cortana. I'm showing UWP here because it's some of the latest and greatest stuff that's working, but we do have several developers internally and externally who actually launch Win32 apps. So it's an interesting case to see. There's some really great enterprise scenarios that fall out of that. If you have a specific scenario, please do feel free to reach out, and then we can kind of talk through it a little bit further. Next, is the debugging logged so I can see my user's issues? By the real Greg D. This is definitely something on our roadmap. Not available today, but it is something we are definitely looking forward to making available to you soon. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today, folks. I've had a blast talking to you about Cortana skills. I promise you that your skill building prowess will go much better than some of the session today. And I look forward to seeing the skills that you go build. Thank you very much.